Welcome, everyone, back to the Walking Dead recap. I'm Sammy.
Hey,
I'm Scott. I was
just Jesus Christ.
I am Wayne. And apparently, I was going to say, and it was a special introduction to a person. Have you done one of these Walking Dead little shows?
I don't think I have, actually. No.
Well, Mr. But Cody.
I'm here.
Welcome aboard, Mr. Cody. Happy.
Oh, thank you, Wayne. Thank you, sir.
Apparently, P1, he's pulling you, CJ, and he forgets that we have to record this shit, and he decided to go out to dinner. So, well, fuck you, P1.
I guess he's making up his Valentine's Day, I guess.
Maybe.
Yeah, making up shit, you know, he just wanted to avoid doing a recap. I like how he gives shit to you, though, CJ. But, oh, motherfucker, never knows anything on time. Oh, by the way, I'm going out to dinner. Like, we record this time.
At least he could have did this on a Gotham. I would have understood him.
Oh, yeah.
I thought this was his show. I thought The Walking Dead is his thing.
For Gotham, I get it. But, you know, I think he likes the pain. He is like, you know, the 50 Shades of Grey. He likes to suffer a bit for pleasure.
Oh God.
Gotham is that.
Oh, fucking
Christ. Is that the favorite book? Favorite comic?
It's not my favorite book.
Made so much money.
You love that book, Samantha. Don't play.
Oh, I don't love it. Do you all see my Snapchats? You all see it. It's
I don't see your Snapchats. I'm not involved in that.
Then get Snapchat, and I would show that to you.
Do I look like a moron? Not calling you people morons, but people in the world, yeah. The only way 50 Shades of Grey, the book, could be a good bondage thing if you use the book to actually beat the shit out of someone with it. That's the only possible.
Damn.
I'll bet you someone does that. Uses the paper and stuffs it into their mouths and shit. But it's got Walking Dead, though, people. What's the name of this episode? Was it Them or whatever the fuck?
Them.
God, the original title. And it's just the same. People are saying this episode was really boring. You know what? I'm probably going to agree with them on this one. It was.
Yeah, I'm right there with them, basically.
I thought this episode was going to be like the relationship between two lesbians that really hate the world right now.
Oh my God.
They need to get together.
That's the lesbian tone that you got, not fucking Tara and fucking, what's her name?
Rosita, I thought that's what he was
talking about. No, not her. I'm talking about Sasha. I mean, not Sasha.
Yeah, Sasha and Maggie.
Sasha.
And Maggie. Cause like, they look like a yin and yang couple. Like they both
yin and yang. Yeah, well, I do. They're no racist comment.
Yeah, that's what happened.
I'm just saying, like, they both like, oh, it hit everybody because everybody's their beloved dead. My parents are dead. Ugh.
That's the point. There was no character development at all in this fucking episode. At all. It was just, oh, we've lost people. We're depressed. Get over it, all right? You got people that depend on you. To fucking get your head straight.
This is very familiar territory for The Walking Dead.
Yes, it is.
Are you kidding me? There was no real character development, but it essentially went back to, like, season two. It's the soap opera. And they were even in a fucking barn. Did you not get that juxtaposition that they had? There's a barn. We have to go in it.
Yes, and apparently there's the hand of God who can kill every walker there by fucking lightning bolts and trees falling on them. Fuck off.
That it was torture.
Yeah, I do like, you know what? One thing I did miss from last week, when last week came up, we had a great opening and a great little ending. This week, we just had a meh opening. It wasn't even shocking this time. Now, I do enjoy what Samantha said about the cinematography, how the walker was this time trying to get into the barn.
Oh, look,
and
right.
How they were trying to keep the walkers out of the barn, which, you know, like you said, Sam, throw back to season two when the walkers came out the barn and then they were killing them.
Hey, that had Shane, so it doesn't count. Shane makes everything better.
The same without Shane.
Yeah, so, you know, this whole episode, it is pretty much about these guys trying to figure out what to do. Should they try to stay alive? You know, how to encourage one another?
It made me want to kill myself watching this episode.
It did.
It really did. I'm like, you know what? I'm just and Daryl, okay, if you don't get your balls back, get your balls back, man.
See, he wasn't saying it forever. He is a dog. He's an animal now. He's just a wild kid.
I thought he was going to sit down and lift his leg and piss on the tree. He's that much of a dog. Or sit down and lick his balls. Because I tell you what, you are not a man anymore, man. You're sitting down crying over a little bitch who was a pain in the ass. Fucking tough it up.
Oh, my God.
We're not them.
I'm over
okay.
You,
Daryl's a good boy.
I can't even defend Daryl at this point because what he did was like some emo bullshit.
Thank you.
It really was. I'm going to go off to pout. But I really liked, for a brief moment, I liked him sitting there staring at the barn, and they pulled out his handful of crumpled broken cigarettes with the Zippo and lit it. And I was just like, okay, you're being super badass. Then he burned himself and started crying, and I'm like, you just ruined everything.
How could this happen to you?
If he just walked off and had a breakdown scene, I would have been for that. But just to sit down and it's like, yeah, drop the burning himself. What the fuck? Merle should have come along and just kick you in the fucking head. Right? Oh, he needs his brother back. And Rick.
His brother is playing Quidditch at a WizardCon, so he's not coming back.
And Rick now is now the babysitter. So I was, oh, God, now you're going to pussify Rick.
Oh, great. Just what we need. Yeah. God damn it.
Carrying that fucking kid around. It's like, oh, here we go.
See, I'm no baby expert, but like...
yes, you are.
Oh, yeah, we know that. We know that. He ran away, so we know that.
God damn it, I walked into that one. But yeah, they put Judith like on the floor of that barn.
Oh, I love like, that. That's hilarious. Carl's good.
I'm just imagining whoever the parent, they're like, how much are we getting paid for this?
Yeah, but they'd have twins. They always have twins for those kind of shows. Twin babies they use and shit like that.
They do.
That was my favorite thing that Carl's done in ages. Just like, yep, fuck you, put you down and go hold the door open. But even though I was like, how the hell did they... Obviously, they didn't realize, okay, we're going to hold the barn shut.
Oops.
And then I was like, what the fuck are you breaking?
Fucking remote. So anyway. Anyway, moving on.
And it was like, they didn't know how to go from that scene till the walk is being all annihilated by the weather. And I'm like, oh, let's just cut to black and have him asleep again. Like, what? What the fuck? It made no sense. And then you see what?
How would you cut that? How would you edit that? How would you write?
Show that tornado! Show whatever ripping through them and throwing walkers in the air. It'd be fucking hilarious. It'd be completely stupid.
What kind of fucking budget do you think these people have?
They got a fair bit of a budget.
Yeah, they do. They could make it like 10.
Not enough to make a decent looking tornado. Not enough to make enough prosthetics and walkers and like.
They better call the Sci-Fi Channel and get that tornado from Sharknado and throw it in there.
That's what it was. Yeah, I don't want my fucking Walking Dead, which looks really good with the little CGI that they have. Okay, maybe not the blood, because I hate that. But their animatronics, their puppetry, their makeup, their set design, it's by the costume design even, on even just the walkers alone, is astounding for the budget that they have.
And I call bullshit, though, about their budget, because it's the AMC people who are pulling money away from that budget. They're pocketing so much money from that show. It's not even funny. So, yeah, they could have a better budget, but, you know.
As you said, Sammy, the special effects so far is pretty fucking good, so I can't see how they couldn't just have a little tornado or just a little something to...
Just a little tornado. Yeah, just a small one, you know, just a basic little tornado.
The way it looks to me, the way it was edited, it was like God just came out of nowhere and started kicking these walkers around and fucked off. You know?
It was Deus Ex Tornado Machina. So.
That's exactly what it was.
I'm just
defending the show. Here, like, they don't have the fucking budget to make a decent CGI tornado.
Okay. It's The Walking Dead. One of the most watched programs.
They don't have the budget, Wayne. They don't.
Walking Dead. The most watched
TV. I don't want my Walking Dead to look like some fucking Doctor Who shit. No, thank you.
So we'll just edit it by just not showing anything. Oh, yeah, okay. That works.
Well, how would you edit it? How
I told you! Have this? God literally big foot step out of the clouds and just crush them all and start kicking them. You might as well.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Get Shane to rise from the dead and be the fucking tornado.
Yes! Yep. Okay, you just...
All right. Let's get back to the plot here now.
Or you just have Kevin Costner spin around really fast and go, I finally made it from the Man of Steel.
That I want to see.
That'd be pretty cool. But I love the scene where they walk out of the barn. You got like walkers up fucking trees and shit. It's like, how the fuck do you get up there? But that's just kind of hilarious.
I like this episode. I really think, you know what? Yeah, it was look, boring. For The Walking Dead.
Oh, you said you like this episode, but it's boring. Okay.
But I like boring shit sometimes.
Yeah, The Hobbit.
Yeah, I know, right. Yeah, you beat me to it.
Yeah, no kidding, Sammy.
No. Want to talk about The Hobbit right now, Wayne?
Jesus Christ.
Shit to say. All right, but no, I really enjoy this.
Wait, before you keep going, Samantha, talk about a show that's like, oh, it's so poor. So poor. This show had 14 million views. It averaged 14 million views all the time watching it. The CW came and get 14 million views, and the Arrow fucking had tornadoes and stuff. Even Gotham got 10 million views.
Don't bring that show.
What do you mean? 14 million?
14 million. Okay. CJ, before you cut me off again, I want to remind you this isn't Do the Bear, so you can't shut me off.
Damn.
Sorry, points go to Sammy.
No, I agree. Like, with it's consistently getting 14 million views in just the U.S. alone, right? So, like, it can consistently bring in those numbers to the AMC. Yes, they can up their budget. So why not throw in a friggin' tornado once in a while? That'd be cool.
Your Canadian brother, Adam. Adam, who from YourMovieSucks.com, actually did a whole breakdown of season 1 and 2 and talked about how the AMC heads, you know, they fired a lot of people, they got rid of a lot of people, they cut so many corners just to save money on a profit. So it's not about investing back into the people. So there's evidence out there knowing that there's somebody taking a large chunk of money and not investing it back into the show. Like, granted, you know, like, sometimes you need if you starve an artist, you can get some great stuff. But I think this artist started to turn into a zombie, so I don't know.
What the fuck are you on about?
What?
Yeah. What
the hell was that?
Who are you starving? What?
The people of these shows are starving artists.
And the producers, yeah, they got because they're hungry.
Okay.
Anyway, okay.
we're just gonna roll with it, okay?
Okay, let's get up. Sasha. Anyone find her a pain in the ass from now on?
Yeah.
Yeah, a touch, yeah.
The fact that she doesn't get
a touch, you mean a cut? You know, when she was speaking at night?
Yeah, didn't
she? Should have just took her out, man.
Did she end up cutting Abraham as well for that freaking knife?
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, oh, I was right.
He didn't give two shits.
No, he didn't. She didn't give two shits. He didn't give two shits. They both looked at each other and was like, all right, and they carried on. Because they're both at this point where they don't care.
Yeah, just don't give a fuck. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, they don't care anymore. They feel like they've lost everything that they should live for and continue on for, and I fucking hate that. I can't stand it when people just, like, fall over, just like, oh, everyone's dead. Yeah, of course everyone's fucking dead. The zombie apocalypse happened. Everyone's gonna fucking die.
Yeah, but that's what she's doing with Maggie. At least Maggie's got Glenn, you know, and she's still acting like she's all alone. Like, fuck out, bitch, you got...
Well, Maggie acting like she's alone, too.
Who?
Like, Glenn isn't getting any love from Maggie.
Because Glenn's not demanding it. He's not enough food.
What?
He should be demanding some love.
Demanding.
I don't think that's
what you
demanding love.
Demanding love.
How do you even go about that? Wayne, this is why you're single.
He's like, bitch, see this ring on my finger? That means we're married. Come on, off to the bushes. Let's go have some fun.
They don't
even
have rings.
They have rings.
They don't.
He got her a ring in the jail.
No, she actually does have a ring. She has a ring.
She has a ring. He doesn't have a ring.
He got a cock ring. They didn't show that scene.
Oh, my God.
That's
things
a
that I didn't
scene.
Need to know about Maggie and Glenn's sex life that apparently Wayne knows.
I'm very interested in Maggie's sex life. Thank you very much. just take Glenn out of it, and you've got a perfect sex life.
If anything, you can definitely see the parallels between the two, Maggie and Sasha. I mean, if anything, Sasha's a little bit more aggressive in her depression, and Maggie's a little bit more depressed in her depression. So
more bitchy.
Yeah, bitch.
I mean, look, Sasha lost a brother who was useless and a Bob Stokey who's a fucking alcoholic. What's she got to be sad about?
Right. Yeah, Lee Bagg didn't lose her dick yet, so.
Okay, listen. In the zombie apocalypse, I'm sure quality dick is, like, super rare.
But we know you'd be on Rick.
Rick. I'd be a little torn up if I lost quality dick, too.
You would have Rick, and you'd know that. You'd be on Rick nonstop.
I know. I'd be fine.
That baby aside and be riding him like a cowgirl. We all know that.
He would wear you like a leather glove.
Of course, and I'd be okay with it. It'd be great. He'd be all hairy, and it's fantastic. I'll just braid it.
I'd shave that motherfucker the moment I see him. Like, God damn it. Shave your beard and eat it if you're hungry, all right?
Daryl did dig up a worm and eat it in the beginning of the episode, if y'all didn't catch that.
I like that.
That was fantastic. That was great.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, I loved it. It showed us all in one simple scene that they don't have fucking anything to eat.
Well, and what was the scene with all those dead frogs? What the hell was it? Why didn't she eat them?
Yeah, what's up with that, exactly? I was going to say, that's like a source of food right there. Why didn't they latch onto that? Unless the zombies got to them already. But it didn't look like that, though, so I didn't understand that.
Maybe they were decomposing? If they were decomposing, then I wouldn't eat them. But if they were fresh, I'd be like, hell yeah,
barbecue. They look pretty fresh. I don't know.
It's because they're not French. I know you
but then add... again, they had to set up for the dogs.
Yeah, that depressed me. How dare Sasha shoot a bunch of dogs? That's just cruel.
I loved it.
Yes, me eating dogs.
Like, heartless, cruel, like, she was emotionless. It was so great. She didn't hesitate at all.
She saw O yeller, and she like, bitch, please.
Yeah,
she just put him down, and I'm like, oh my goodness. And then everyone just took a second and just went, looked at each other, like, well, dinner.
Dinner, sir.
Yeah,
like, I know they're all hungry, but I couldn't eat a dog. I'm sorry, I could eat Bob Stokey's leg and shit like that, but I couldn't eat dogs.
I'm with you, Wayne. Yeah. I could have ate the frogs on the street, the Bob Stokey, had some dark meat. No, not the dogs.
Why don't you just chop down a tree and have like a coconut or a cone, what do they call it, pine cone or
coconut.
Something. Pine cone.
A coconut. Not a coconut. This is not an island. We do not live on an island, Wayne.
I meant pine cone.
You don't eat pine cones.
Yeah, they do. They barbecue them and shit. You see them?
Wayne, I'm 100% certain you're talking about pineapples.
No, pine cones. They're stupid. They roast them and shit. You can eat them.
Hell.
You can eat them to survive in anything. You can eat a worm. You can eat a pine cone.
Can you? I'm googling this right now.
Fuck it. Get
I'm googling it right now.
Eat some of the tires off the cars. You can eat rubber.
Okay. All right.
Okay. What the hell is going on? Let's turn to the Bear Grylls extravaganza.
Can you eat a pine cone?
Yes.
Yahoo answers.
Yeah, you can eat a pine cone, but who want to eat a pine cone?
If you're hungry, you eat anything.
Okay, apparently pine cones have a lot of oil in them. Ta-da. And if you digest them, it will make you violently sick.
Ta-da. Well, you'll be sick. At least you'll be hungry. You'll be full.
There you go, people. Another grand cue and a grand guide for Wayne surviving in the wilderness.
Come back
next week and he'll tell you how to eat your own shit.
You can, actually. Why don't they drink their own piss, for starters?
Oh my god.
I'm sure they did that in 50 Shades of Bullshit or whatever it was.
I don't know. I didn't watch it. Cody?
What the fuck are you asking me for?
I don't know. Maybe you saw it.
Hey, what the fuck would I sit there at the theater to watch that shit? It's a mine. What the hell?
I'm actually trying to think, what else really happened in this fucking episode? There was not... besides that bloody ending.
There's a lot of walking around
A lot of walking around, a lot of
looking
sad.
Gloom and doom and shit, yeah. That's basically what it was. The only cool thing about this episode was that speech that Rick gave.
Oh, yeah.
Popping that famous line.
We are the walking dead.
That was like 10 times better than the comic books, but still. I'm glad they actually finally put in a damn show.
Yeah, I really liked it.
I laughed at that, I must say.
You laughed?
I laughed, because I'm like, oh god, he's actually said the title. That's stupid.
Well, he said that in the comic.
Oh my god. Hold on a second. Wayne, you haven't read the fucking series?
I don't care. I haven't read the comics. I've read some of them, but not, like...
Okay, well, there's a moment in the comics where Rick gives this huge speech and he calls them the Walking Dead.
I don't care. It's stupid.
That's stupid.
I can see where you get that from watching this alone, but if you read the comic book, it's
actually but the way it's thrown in, like
fucking comic book.
The way it's thrown, we are the Walking Dead. Like, he might as well just looked at the screen and winked. It's like, oh, fuck off. Whereas when you do it, when they did it in Game of Thrones, it was done and not saying, this is the Game of Thrones. It was just said very casually. And like, yeah, I hate when they, like, Better Call Saul or something. Yeah, that works under the tolerance of the name. Breaking Bad, the way they did it in that. But you don't just say it so clearly. You might as well have had him just turn up and just have the audience applaud. And even the speech, yeah, even no one gave a shit. No one was paying attention to him. Half of them were half asleep.
That's true.
Maggie even had her back turned on more. She couldn't give a shit. Indeed, bloody Abraham's over there drinking like an alcoholic.
Speaking of drinking, these guys, they might be addicted to making new friends because they got that letter.
Oh, with a bloody... What? The water supply. Oh, yeah. People left the water. Yeah.
And it says, like, hey, you just want to be friends. What do you guys think that's going to lead up to?
You told me that dickhead at the end.
Talking about Aaron.
Right.
Yep.
He looked like the guy who played Venom. I don't like him already. I wouldn't trust him.
What?
He looks like that Topher Grace. I'd be not. I wouldn't trust him. I would have shot him then and there. He does, though. He looks like the guy who played fucking Battle. But see, I don't know. I'm sure he's a baddie, because naturally anyone they come across is bad. So
Don't pass judgment too early just yet. So.
No, I'll shoot
him. Just wait.
I don't trust anyone. Just shoot him. Kill him and eat him. There you go. Problem fixed.
Yeah, that's it.
And drink his blood. There's your water. Done.
Goddamn.
And what was that fucking that music box thing? What the hell did that come from?
Oh, yeah, I forgot. That was on a previous season, wasn't it? I kind of remember it. Kind of.
Was it related to Bit or what?
Yeah, wasn't it?
I don't know.
I think it was related to Beth, actually. And I could be wrong, but...
I'm more worried why Daryl had it.
Okay, hold on. Did Daryl dye his hair black?
Yeah, it looked a lot darker. It's amazing he won't find food, but he finds that fucking hair dye.
Yeah, he found some hair dye. Found that shit.
Because it's a lot darker than it was in the very first season.
Right? Now I'm thinking, like, next time we're going to see him with black nail polish and guy liner.
Hey, if he turns into a crow. Oh, shit. Possible. I could see him as the crow. As long as he got lost that fucking emo fucking look. Shit.
Crawling in my skin. These cigarette wounds, they do not heal.
I was all for it, all the fucking sulking is doing, but the cigarette scene, I'm like, oh, no.
That was a bit much. I'm like, I don't get it.
Maybe he was just...
I'm sad.
I'm so sad. But maybe he was just so tired, he wanted to wake himself up, so he just lit himself on fire. No, it's just, I don't know. This episode, look, it wasn't horrible, but my God, it was just, bland. Fucking bland.
Yeah, a lot of it did, nothing really happened. It was a lot of, oh no, look at the devastation that happens through all of this, and, okay, I get it, I do, and it's all very sad, but at this point, how long have they been in the fucking zombie apocalypse? Years now? Like, okay. You know people die, and it sucks, and it's gonna hurt. But you know that's gonna happen. You know that's a possibility, so you need to, like, prepare yourself for that a little bit, I think. And they haven't.
Yeah, I think some of them have, but obviously the ones who are ones who have people to lose.
The people who have, you can tell by the rain scene. There was people that were happy and people that were sad, so there you go, that's your group.
Yeah, that was hilarious. I laughed so fucking hard. every time the camera, like, showed everyone, like, yay, haha, and then they would show some people, and they would just be standing there, angry, crying.
And then you showed that fucking preacher, oh, thank you, God, thank you, Jesus. I'm like, oh, fuck. Struck him as
I like that moment. Like that. That's really cute.
Oh, cute.
Man. I know. I like he got put in his place. He was like, no, if you need to talk, I'm here. She's like, shut up. Let your people fuck die.
Fucking know you. Get the fuck away from me.
And the moment he burnt that fucking the preacher, I'm like, thank you. He's finally over it. And nope, he's back.
But you have to understand where he is coming from. He's coming from a place where he, in the time before the apocalypse happened, he was that person that, what's her name, Maggie would go to and talk to about her father's death, her sister's death.
No, she wouldn't.
Yes, because they were religious. He really was. Like,
but
that's
no,
what he
no,
did
she'd be
that.
A racist. He's a black priest. She wouldn't talk to a black priest. We know that. She's a farmer.
Very true.
See?
But still, he's still in that situation. So he's coming from the place where he's just like, well, this is what I would do if I was still, you know, this. And after that, like, he starts becoming undone, and he burns his collar and eats the dog, and that switch went off, and he's like, I no longer believe in God, kind of thing. That's very symbolic. I really enjoyed it. And then they see the water, and they're just like, no, we can't drink it. And then it starts raining. If you were a religious man, if you believed in God or Jesus or whatever the fuck you want to call it, you would take back and you'd take a moment and, like, thank you. You would go back to your faith. Call it what you want, Wayne. Call it what you want.
So then he decided to send a tornado.
I really like Mother Michonne now.
Who?
I'm really enjoying Mother Michonne. Oh, Michonne. Where she was just like, you need to stop that. And I'm like, yeah. You tell your daughter what to do.
Oh, Michonne's pretty much leading this crew at the moment. She can't tolerate anyone shit. Good,
it's true.
I thought she was going to have a knife fight with, what's her name? She's like, bitch, you don't want to fight me. I got a sword.
You know, that was a thought in their head. Like, she was just like, I could take a swing at her. And Michonne's like, please do.
Like, Zatara, what's her name? Rosita, they've been pushed to the fucking back of the crew. So they're going to be next to die. Because no one really gives a shit about them at the moment. There's a few others. Too. Even Carl. Carl's literally become just a side character with Abraham and what's his name? The hillbilly scientist wannabe motherfucker. I can't remember his name. Nigel, what his name is? No.
Yeah.
What's his name? Nigel?
I forgot.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck his name. Yeah, they've got so many people in there that are becoming forgettable.
Okay, who are you talking about, Tommy?
Tommy the mullet guy, right?
Yeah, the guy with the mullet. What's his name?
Abraham.
No, the other dickhead with him.
Eugene, there you go.
That motherfucker. See, they're becoming so forgettable because they're not even being spoken about. You see them in the background. So one of them, so it's like they're going to die next. One of those people. You can see it. they should have killed someone off in this episode. Just to liven it up a bit.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that. Yeah.
I knew they wasn't going to kill anybody because they didn't try to have a symbolic opening. You know, every time they want to kill somebody, they always have some kind of symbolic opening in the beginning.
Kill Glenn. No one cares about Glenn.
Glenn can't die just yet. The way they have to kill Glenn, it has to be a little bit special because
Glenn is killed in the
graphic novel. Glenn is killed by Negan.
Yeah, but who says that?
But Tyree's gonna get killed in a special way.
Yeah. So, like, he needs to die, like, in a way that honors that way that death.
I highly doubt it's going to happen.
I really doubt it's going to happen. They're not going to do Negan. And if they do, they're gonna fuck it up.
Oh, I don't know. Like,
Tyrese didn't even die in an honorable way. You're going to say Glenn needed to die? Like, whatever.
Glenn needs to die he needs to die in a special way, but do it in a funny way as well.
But, you know who needs to die? Noah.
No, I like Noah. Yeah. I like
what? What?
I want him to become Steve Urkel because it'd be just hilarious.
Oh, he already did that, Wayne. I gave him the for it. He did it. It's done. It's over, Wayne. He became Steve Urkel.
He's not. Yeah, he's gonna wear the glasses, wear the high pants.
He did it already, Wayne.
And if he only said to Sasha, "Did I do that when Tyrese got killed?" And then I'd be like, priceless.
That's gonna be his last line before he dies.
He already said all this, Wayne. This is a Key and Peele sketch. I sent you the sketch.
I did not see any of that shit, and I don't care. I'll make my own judgment.
You son of a bitch.
Oh my god.
I'll send you the sketch again.
I watch it. I don't care.
Oh my god. Did you not see the moment where Daryl comes out of nowhere and saves Rick's life again?
Because he's Daryl. I mean, actually, he can be a man when he wants to be, or he can be a bitch. But he kind of had a he kind of went like the split thing this episode. He was half bitch, half man. You know, he told him about the barn, so he saved their lives. He saved Rick's life from being beaten again. So,
well, somebody has to, right? Somebody has to keep my man alive, right?
Oh god,
boy,
he's a homeless, bearded, ugly. Smelly.
Daryl, what happened, man?
Come on now.
What happened to Daryl? What happened? I understand that he's a made-up character completely, but you could, you know, tailor-make him for this world, and they're not.
I remember when he used to be a badass.
Yeah.
A lot of people... Okay, because I nerd out with my friends, right? And we talk about the logistics and who they are as people, right? So we were talking about Daryl and why he was such a fucking little bitch this episode. And they're like, well, he was raised in a very aggressive and violent household, so he wasn't able to go through the child emotions, so he's, like, stunted emotionally that way. So he needs to, like... you know, express himself in different ways, and he doesn't know how to cope with pain and stuff. And I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Literally, my friend said this to my face. I don't give a fuck. They're wrong. Daryl needs to stop being a little bitch. Fucking, what happened? What happened when Rick fucking thought he lost Judith? He cried for a little bit, and he's like, we need to leave, Carl.
Because he's a man. That's the one thing I respect about Rick. He does what needs to be fucking done.
Exactly.
He's still gonna be a pain in the ass, but still.
He's not a. How is he a pain in the ass?
Oh, when he's walking around the prison seeing his dead wife, he's a bit of pain in the ass.
Oh yeah. Oh, I don't want to talk about that. That didn't happen.
I mean, that was only for a short bit, so that was good. Daryl was always that.
I don't know what you're talking.
But it's just, I don't know. There really wasn't fucking much to talk about with this episode. Which, that's what worries me, because I know we're going to have not much to talk about with this, yet Gotham is going to be a fucking shitload to talk about.
Oh, boy. You know that.
Which is just painful.
Did no one see the wolves written on the inside of the wall of the barn?
They ate the wolves.
No, they ate the dogs.
Yeah, I know.
What are these wolves? Are these wolves wolves, or are they people wolves? What the hell is going on with this shit?
I don't know. Is Aaron a wolf? I don't know if you all looked at Aaron. Aaron was clean-shaven. He had completely clean clothes. He looked very healthy, well-fed, and well-watered.
Yeah, because he's not Rick. He's not a bum. He probably looks after himself and actually cleans his shit. And he actually takes care of himself. Rick just don't give a shit. He just walks around looking homeless because he wants to.
Because he wants to.
That's why they're the Walking Dead. They shouldn't be called the Walking Dead. They should be called the Smelling Fucking Lowlifes, because they all stink and look horrible. Except Maggie. She always looks nice, no matter what. Maggie can always look good.
She always looks good, huh?
She does look good. Maggie. She's gorgeous. Just gotta get away from Glenn.
You don't like Rosita? Rosita's, like, right there the whole time.
Yeah, still.
And you're like, nah.
I like the attached woman. It's more of a challenge.
More of a challenge. Wait, I just had a thought. I just remembered. I remember when you literally said out loud that you thought Carol was hot.
Hey, Carol is hot.
He did say that. I kind of remember that.
Yeah, you did.
I remember.
Carol's got that old. Carol's got that old MILF kind of quality to her.
No, that's what? No. She got a GILF to her.
Yeah, it don't matter.
Okay, hold on. You're both like showing me sides of you that I didn't want to see. Are you fucking serious?
Carol's got some qualities about her. She's a tough woman. I respect that. She went from being a woman who was abused and weak. A woman that you won't fuck around with now, and I like that. It's a strong quality.
Go ahead, Captain Save-A-Ho.
Captain Save-A-Ho. Even when she was talking to Daryl, she was the one trying to put him back in his place, like saying, you know what, this is what the world is. Get the fucking man up. You tell him, Carol. You tell him. I respect that with Carol. Whereas Michonne's just tough. She's gone through a lot of shit, and she's a tough woman now, which is good. But Carol's also been very weak, and you know, you saw it from the very first season.
But you won't sleep with Michonne.
She'd fucking cut my dick off. I mean, she's that scary tough. Like, she's a woman that, you know, she's attractive, oh, tough, but yet if you, she's crazy at the same time.
Oh!
Well, she is fucking crazy.
She's not crazy at all.
Look, if you're going to sleep with her, you'd be like, you know what? I'm probably going to be killed after this, but you know what? It could be worth it. So it's one of those things.
She's one of the most level-headed women there.
Yeah, but she gets pissed off easy. That's the thing.
She gets pissed off easy.
So, you know, like, in the day, if you slept with her and she got upset with it, she'd kill you. And you'd be like, you know what? Yeah, it's probably worth it. Oh, well. Whereas Tara, I wouldn't sleep with Tara. I reckon she'd be boring. She'd be a dud fuck, as far as I think.
She's also lesbian, so there's that.
Oh, exactly. She'd be extremely dud fuck then. Whereas Rosita'd have a little, I reckon we'll have a fun. Sasha, I don't know at the moment, because that woman's so depressed, she'd end up killing herself while she's fucking you. So it'd be really kind of creepy. That's what she needs. She needs another Bob Stokey to come back in this world to pleasure her. Make her happy again.
Like I said, quality dick.
Okay, if they're so depressed, why don't these women just go to the nearest sex shop and get a bunch of vibrators, all right? That'll cheer them right up.
I don't know.
That'll be a wonderful episode on the next Walking Dead. They all walk into a porn star station or a porn hub or whatever.
That's what I need. They need to kill a walker with a dildo, all right? And then I'll be like, there is the best kill of all time in the Walking Dead.
Well, I guess it's time for final thoughts then on this episode.
After that yet.
Yeah, so we ain't talking about a goddamn thing right now.
Yeah.
All right, final thoughts. Who wants to kick this shit off?
Let's kick it off with you, Sammy.
Me? Like I said earlier, I enjoyed this episode, but I can honestly say that it was a little bit boring. There was not a lot of progression in story nor character. It was still a good episode. It was wonderfully shot. It was beautifully edited. The music was top-notch. I really enjoyed the puppetry and the animatronics that they used and, you know, the makeup. Daryl's a little bitch. He needs to grow up. Maggie's a little bitch. She needs to grow up. Sasha's a little bitch. She needs to grow up. Everyone else kind of took a back seat and just kind of didn't say much. But like I said, I really enjoyed Rick's little speech with, like, we are the Walking Dead, and then Daryl replying with, like, we ain't them, and storming off like a little angry 17-year-old boy. I liked it. You know, the lovely little shout-out to the wolves again on the barn. And this appearance of Aaron. I'm really interested in seeing where Aaron goes, because I'm pretty sure this is going to be another war that they're going to have to fight. Also, I really enjoyed the fact that they ate dogs. And they had that dog tag right there, and we found out the dog's name was Duke. I do believe. Was it Duke?
You noticed that shit?
Yes.
Jesus.
I saw a tag on recipe.
I watched The Walking Dead. I'm in it. This is my favorite show.
Clearly.
It's better than Gotham.
Goddamn right.
I know who's going to argue with that. Who's going next, people? Cody, you want to continue the wonderful
No. Sure. Oh, sorry, she didn't give her final rating.
No, don't let Wayne do this, because he's going to fucking do it again.
I'm more than happy to go next if Cody wants to go after. I don't care.
It's up to you, man. If you want to flip a coin, go ahead, because I really don't give
I'm not Harvey. I'm not Harvey Dent, all right? I don't flip a no coin.
All right, fuck it, I'll just go. It was pretty much uneventful. I did enjoy the whole theme of hopelessness going across. So I think they captured that very well, although they didn't make for a completely exciting episode, unfortunately. It's not much I could say, really, because it was just a bunch of walking around, and then that speech came up when it got to the barn, so I like that, like harkening back to the comic books, the whole We Are the Walking Dead. Oh, that was nice. It wasn't as awesome as comic book, of course, but hey, at least we got into some form, some fashion. I did like the shot toward the end with the lightning and the thunder and rain going on when the zombies come to the barn. That shit looked awesome. I wish there was actually more of that in the episode. It would have made it much more exciting, but oh well. And kind of liked how we finished off with Aaron. If you read the comic books, you know what that leads to. So well, that was pretty cool. But other than that, average episode. Wasn't too high on it, so I don't know how the rating is going this recap necessarily. So I guess I give it 2.5 out of 5, I guess. I don't know. So there you go.
Hey. All right, Sammy, so I'll go next so that I'm not last, so you won't have to complain. You know what? Yeah, Cody pretty much said everything I need to say, so that's pretty well said.
Fuck! God damn.
Well, he did! It's like everything that he said. It's like, what else do I want to cover? Yeah, Daryl's a bitch. Yeah, the effects with the whole lightning scene was awesome, yet confusing because there's a fucking tornado or earthquake or whatever the fuck, act of God, some shit. You know, oh, the ending was annoying to me because of that fucking music box and just the two of them bitching. And it's just one of those episodes that, I don't know, it needed to focus a little bit on them being depressed, but yet focused on more with Rick or fucking, you know, just anyone else, you know, Michonne or something, someone who's actually tough, who can actually fucking lift some spirits up in this fucking world, because if you just focus on the fucking people who want to die, it's just a dull episode, you know? I mean, sometimes you need some of these downer episodes to develop character, but everything they've been fucking saying, we already know. Yes, they're depressed, because, yes, Maggie's lost Herschel, she's lost her sister, yes, Sasha's lost a fucking bloody drunken alcoholic who she fucked once in her life, and her brother. I mean, get over that shit, you know, you gotta survive, and you gotta fucking do what's needed to be done. But otherwise, look, I like where they're going with the show, like the fact that they're fucking starving, and they're pretty much now, they've got no safe ground to be on, which is, it's good to see that, but you've gotta, when you're just out walking walkers, oh, like, they're not much of a threat anymore if you can just outwalk them, you know? It's like, it's just kind of, I don't know, just a dull episode. But yeah, that speech with the whole, we are the walking dead, it threw me off because I was like, I didn't know about that in the comic, and I just kind of laughed because it was just the way it was done. But overall, just, yeah, it's uneventful, but I do like where the show's going, so. But yeah, I agree, whatever Cody said, he's 100% right. I agree with him.
There you go.
Mr. Bear, CJ.
Man, this was a very uneventful episode, like everybody else said, except Samantha. I enjoyed just watching the little scene at the end when they're trying to, you know, finally get their shit together and work together as a team to keep the zombies out. And thank goodness for the hand of the Zeus Almighty came down and kicked some ass that we didn't even get a chance to see, so.
That'll fucking Raiden from Mortal Kombat.
Must been. Other thing too, it was kind of annoying to see kind of everybody kind of snipping at each other and snapping. Hopefully they can have a common enemy again, because if this team doesn't have an enemy, then they're just gonna attack each other. Hopefully that Aaron guy is a bad guy. Hopefully that water was supposed to be poisonous or whatever, you know. They need some kind of conflict within the team. So, definitely compared to last week's episode, definitely was I give it a 1 out of 5 stars. Ooh. Yeah. You know, damn. It bored me. At least, you know, at least the last episode kind of shocked me, even though I didn't enjoy it as much when they killed a babysitter. But, you know, they at least had me interested and invested in it. So I was not invested at all in this episode. The only thing I was a little invested in, I'm like, God damn, they killed some dogs. So that's it.
Very gross.
Damn. Harsh.
That's fair.
Harsh, yeah. But fair, sure. That's what it was.
Well, I guess, you know, if we've got nothing else more to say, then that is it, people, for the Walking Dead, them, whatever the fuck episode was called, them, they.
Yeah. Them.
All right. Make sure you guys tune in the next day that you're listening to this so we can have the Better Call Saul.
Better Call Saul. And then, oh my God.
Thank and then God. The
Better
the
Call
one...
My Ass.
Better Be Home.
Fair comment, CJ. Fair comment. And then, of course, the day after that, oh my God, The one we've been waiting for.
Oh, boy.
This one's going to be a laugh.
this is no joke.
No joke. There you go.
No joke episode.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. I don't want to see it.
The best villain in the world will be on the best superhero comic book show in the world.
No. All right, people, I'm going to leave before I start crying because I'm depressed already. I'm going to be depressed like Maggie and all that. I'm going to be fucking upset. All right, people, that is the recap crew, and I am Wayne.
I'm Chicago John.
I'm Sammy.
And I am Cody.
And thank you for filling in, Cody, for Mr. P1. Lazy doing
my pleasure, man. My pleasure.
And we'll all be back. Well, tomorrow you got The Darkness, you got Better Call Saul, and you got plenty of shit coming up. So enjoy, people.
Peace.
Later, you beautiful bastards.